Adventure! Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean. Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
I just told you that hotel joke because of this place, this Shannon's Hotel reminded me. Oh, I got another one for you. Hey, you want to hear it? Sure you do. Now look. You ask me, why do rumba dancers have such an easy time of it? Go on, ask me.
All right. Why do rumba dancers have such an easy time of it?
You want to know why rumba dancers have such an easy time of it, Miss Duval?
Uh-huh.
Well, get this, little kid. Because all they have to do is stand around and twiddle their thumbs. Twiddle their thumbs, you get it? Rumba dancers. It doesn't reach you, huh?
How long do you plan to stay with us here at Shannon's Hotel, Mr. Dixon? Play it straight and give me an answer, huh?
You're just angry because you don't respond to my bombs. You got a deep hate. You got a deep hate because your boy Shannon has taken offense, you know, my partner, Fanny Lane. Like that. The ink is barely dry on the register from her signature. He invites her out to partake of the delicacies of Havana. She accepts with alacrity. That hates us both.
Slate likes to make people feel at home.
How long does it take to build up a cozy little thing like that? 3 hours? 4?
Well, roll out the carpet. Here comes lover boy now.
You should have come with us, sailor. Franny's a lot of girl. We had a ball.
What did you do for 4 hours? Dribble it?
Everywhere comics. Where's my partner, Shannon? Did she make you walk home alone because you got frisky?
She's in her room. I took her by way of the balcony. The moon shines brighter there. You don't mind, do you, Dixon?
No, not a bit. Maybe Fanny can build it into a laugh for the act.
Hey, look, Dixon, all we did was look at the sights.
Then she'll want to show me the postcards, because Fanny likes to share things with a partner. Shannon.
Yeah?
The next time you'll bring Fanny around the front way, huh? Because she plays better to an audience. You'll do that, huh? Franny. It's Hal, Franny. Come on, open up. That's my little Franny.
Okay, what do you want?
Inside.
Wait.
Invite me to sit down.
Have you gone crazy?
Tell me a thing, honey. You like Havana? Sure you do.
What are you talking about?
How much money you got stashed away in Havana, Franny? 20 grand? 100?
That's the funniest joke you ever told in your life.
I'm a funny man. You want to know another thing? I know who you are.
Hal.
The first time I saw you, I knew about you. 5 years ago when we teamed. For a purpose, we teamed. Because I knew you were the ever-loving of Tommy Carver. And Tommy's a man with how much money? 20 G's? 100?
All right. What do you want?
That's my baby. Tommy's in the clink right here in Havana. Because that's the law. You pull a bank job in the locality, you get caught, you get the clink in the locality. That's why you were so anxious to come to Havana, Franny?
Listen to me, Hal.
Sure it was. Because the dough Tommy robbed never turned up. Because you know where it is, because Tommy told you. All that dough for us. For you and me, baby.
Take your hands off
me. Oh, now,
Franny. Get out of here, get out!
No. You don't talk to Hal like that. Never like that. Franny. Get up, baby. You hit your head on that bed old pipe, Franny, huh? Oh. Come on, get up. Hey, baby. You're not gonna get up, are you? Never. Well, we'll just have to put you someplace, baby. An alley? Sure, an alley. You went out with a guy named Shannon tonight and you never got home. Shannon left you in an alley. Did you bring the passkey, Shannon, like I told you?
Like you asked me. You did ask me, didn't you?
Oh, sure, sure. What's eating you, Shannon? You got ugly memories? Did I wake you up out of a bad dream? You should be grateful.
It's just that I'm not used to comics on an empty stomach. What makes you so anxious to get into Franny's room?
Well, it's like this. I've been knocking on the door, and she doesn't answer. Oh, you must have given her a snazzy time last night, Shannon.
Franny! Franny, your partner said it's time for you to get up.
No, I've been through all that, Shannon. So make with the key, huh? Even if it breaks your heart. Yeah.
Well, Franny...
What do you know? Franny isn't here. What did you do with my partner, Shannon? Look at the bed. It hasn't been slept on. Hasn't even been sat on. And no nylons hanging up to dry. She never came home, Shannon. What did you do with her?
Exactly as I would have phrased the question, senor.
Huh? What are you doing here, LaSalle?
Uh-huh. A policeman. Havana type. Well, you two will want to be alone.
Thank you for the courtesy, senor.
Here's a pass to my show, Chief. I'm a comedian. You'll enjoy me.
Gracias.
I asked you a question, LaSalle. What do you want here?
Maybe what I want, Shannon. Maybe he wants you to bring back my Franny to me. Have fun, fellas.
This was Senorita Franny Lane's room, eh?
Yeah. What about it?
She is murdered. Beaten to death. We found her body in an alley with a room key to your hotel. Franny Lane.
Oh. Not Franny.
Exactly, Franny. You enjoyed Havana with her last night, Senor Shannon, eh? We know you did so. Many friends have told us.
What else did your friends tell you? That I killed her?
We have not yet had the rudeness to ask this question of them, but I will ask it of you.
I brought her home. She said goodnight here at the hotel.
Far from an alley, no? You know who the girl really was, Senor?
Franny Lane, part of an act, Dixon and Lane.
She was more than that, Senor. She was the wife of a convict whose name is Senor Tommy Carpa. Yesterday, Senor Carpa escaped from our escape-proof jail. It makes me sadness.
I bleed for you.
Thank you. The Senor Carpa, it is good for you he escaped. If he had not, I would arrest you for the murder of his senora. As it is, you will have no impulse to depart our Havana. No, Senor Shannon?
Hello, Slate.
Hi.
I've been looking all over the beach for you all day.
What do you want?
Nothing. Pretty night, huh?
What do you want, sailor?
Look at me.
What?
Go ahead, look at me. What do you see?
Now, look, sailor, I got enough on my mind without making drooling noises at you.
And that's why I'm here. I want to know what's on your mind, so I can worry about it, too.
Who killed that girl?
You didn't.
Well, that leaves the rest of Havana. Any of the 23 people registered in the hotel. You didn't kill her, did you?
It crossed my mind.
So it brings us back to the question, who killed that girl? Her husband?
You've got to know that so you can clear yourself. Is that why?
I've got to know it because she was murdered. Because she was a person I enjoyed. Because she gave me 4 hours out of her life. We laughed a lot together. She kissed my cheek and thanked me when I brought her back to the hotel. Now she's suddenly dead. That's why I've got to know who made it like that.
That's why, Slate. What are you going to do?
I've been spending the day thinking about it. Now I know. You want to come along?
We going to walk around Havana for the rest of the night, Slate?
You want to go home? Go.
Not getting any place, are we?
Well, it's not easy to get people to give you an answer when you ask them about an escaped convict.
Mind if I ask a question?
What?
How do you know all these people? The kind of people you can ask about an escaped convict.
Oh, we got mutual interests. Books, teas, the theater, friends in jail. In here, sailor.
Hey, what is this?
$10 a dance. Stay here, sailor.
Oh, Slate.
Your friend is leaving, senorita. You dance with me, see? I am pretty. I dance the American Charleston.
You're on your own, sailor.
Thanks, boy.
Hello, Maria.
Oh, Slater Shannon, my beautiful Slater, my Alma Slate. I have been waiting for you.
Waiting?
See, I knew you would come here to Maria, to her palace of jolly, of which Maria is the foremost jolly. Also, people have been whispering into my fat ear that you have been saying, where is Tommy Carpa?
So you've just been waiting for me to come to you, huh?
Oh, could I come to you, mi hermosa, with my big measurements? How many times a day can I give from this chair? Eh? See, I knew you would come.
Where's Carpa?
He will be happy to see you.
Where is he?
Number 22, Paseo Batista, on the corner, near the alley.
The girl I came in with is named Sailor Duval.
Oh, I saw her. She is lovely. Muy lovely.
Yeah, well, see that she gets home alone.
See. Once I had a figure like she has. Oh, tell her to stay off of the tamales, senor.
You would be Slate Shannon.
The word got to you, huh, Carpa? The word moves fast in Havana.
Doesn't it, though? Come on in. Make yourself cozy, Shannon. The sofa there, and a pillow for your head. Don't refuse me, Shannon. I'm sensitive. I'll be hurt.
Yeah, but the gun in your hand will help you get over it, huh?
Sure it will. Comfortable?
Uh-huh. What have you got in these pillows, Carpa? Goose down?
I never looked. Another word reached me, Shannon. A word that said you showed my wife a big time. Then you killed her. Is that how you operate? One pleasure on top of the other?
Now look, Carpa, I came to you.
You came to me to die, Shannon. That's why I want you to be comfortable. All warm and cozy. Because pretty soon, Shannon, it's going to turn cold.
Bold Venture, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Lady Sailor, she go to Dime a Dance, the place of jollies and bell-bottom pants. Lady Sailor, she try like a hostess to pose. Mr. Shannon, he take powder right under her nose.
What are you laughing about? I made $1.30. How that man could Charleston.
You mean you dance, Lady Sailor, and let Mr. Slate get away from you?
How did I know he was getting away? I turned my back and he was gone. I need a cab fare home. So I danced.
You know where Mr. Shannon go?
Sure. Looking for something. And he'll find it. Why does he do it, King? Why doesn't he stay here?
With you?
With me. Have it your way. I think I'll take myself somewhere and dream about it.
You go for a walk?
With the moon dipping low in the tropic sky, I'm going to bid a fond farewell to colorful old Havana. I'm going to sleep. Hey, wait a minute.
I wait, Lady Sailor. For what?
The letter in the box for room 12. Franny Lane's room.
While you were out, it came. I was going to mention it to Mr. Slate when he returned.
A letter for Franny Lane. For a murdered girl. Registered. Postmarked Miami. And no return address. Let's see what's in it, King. Don't look at me like that. Mr. Slate would see what's in it.
King Moses can compose jail song on spur of the moment.
Well, what do you know?
What is it, Lady Sailor?
A baggage check for the check room at the plane terminal. A baggage check. I wonder why.
If King Moses was you, he would not wonder too much. He would wait for Mr. Slate to do the wonder why.
Sing me a song, King Moses. about how I was going to sleep to dream of Slate Shannon, about how I decided to wait up for him to show him a baggage check. Go on, King. Sing to me about Slate Shannon.
How does a man like you go out, Shannon? With a Betty Bye prayer you remember as a kid? I pause because it interests me what people tell themselves when they're going to die.
If you kill me, Copper, you'll never know who murdered your wife.
You. You. Nobody but you. The word is they found her in an alley. That's no place for my wife to die in. An alley?
Cops say you got to her, Copper. You or me, they don't care. I found you. Why didn't I just turn you over to them without going through all this? Maria gave me your address. I could have given it to LaSalle. Why didn't I do that, Copper?
It's stuffy in here. I go to open a window. I escape from a jail because I want to breathe. What do I get? A wall. A stinking alley covered with yesterday's garbage.
You believe me now? You believe I didn't kill her?
Relax, kid. I'll tell you about Copper.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do that.
5 years ago, I did good in Havana. I split open a bank for 50 G's. They put me behind a door for that. But they never lay hands on the money. Stick their noses every which place. Can't find my 50 G's.
Hey, look.
Don't interrupt, kid. Copper is sensitive, remember? I put 50 G's worth of dreams in a cardboard suitcase. Checked it in a place. Send the baggage check to Franny. Told her to come to me when I give her the word. You find the check on her when you killed her, huh, kid?
The cop, I told you.
Because it won't do you any good. It won't do anybody any good. I'll tell you more about Copper. A piece of my life I spend in the army.
I'll tell my friends how I met a man who was in the army.
They were good to me. Put me in the demolition squad. Taught me how to rig a trigger mine. I rigged them all over the place. In doorways. In suitcases. So you see, kid, if I don't kill you, death waits for you anyway. Like it waits for... See? You see how it is?
Copper. Copper. Yeah. Yeah, someone just killed you. That's how it is.
Mr. Shannon's a long time gone, Lady Sailor.
He's a big boy now. What am I trying to be funny for? I'm worried.
Maybe the funny man will make a ha-ha for you.
What?
Funny man. He just come in, Lady Sailor. The way he's standing there at the desk looking at you, he liked the inside of Shannon's hotel better than the outside of Havana.
I wonder what he wants. I just asked myself what you wanted, Mr. Dixon.
Oh, a big smile.
See, I'll give it to you. What do you want?
Let's play post office.
All right. Go stick your head in a mailbox. I'll send you home to Mother.
Oh, that's good. Very good. Very good. Say, ain't that letter in box 12?
What about it?
Give it to me.
Over my dead body.
Yeah. It might just have to be that way. There's a gun in my pocket, Sailor Doll. It's pointed upward. If I pull the trigger, the bullet would hit you, say, somewhere between your throat and your heart. Over your dead body. Now, how am I going to top that one?
The letter's addressed to Franny Lane.
Poor Franny. Bumped a little head. Franny Lane had a pain in the back of her head. It made her dead. You want what I gave her?
Here's the letter. Goodbye, Mr. Dixon.
Goodbye, Mr. Dixon. How funny can you live? You tag along, doll. Wave goodbye to your friends over there. Make it jaunty and carefree and happy, happy.
King Moses.
Yes, Lady Sailor.
Ta-ta, King Moses, and toodaloo. Tell Mr. Slate I couldn't wait any longer. Jaunty enough, Mr. Dixon.
Well, welcome to your home, Mr. Slate.
Anyone been asking for me, King?
Me, Lady Sailor.
Anyone else, like police?
So far, it has been a very beautiful night. Full moon with no shadow of police. However, I bring one if you want one.
Well, suddenly everyone's a comic around here.
Oh, I had no desire to be funny, Mr. Slade. I thought perhaps you would want a policeman.
Now look at me, King. What could make you think I'd want a thing like that?
The letter, maybe.
Huh?
The registered letter that came from Miss Franny Lane.
Oh, where is it?
Here, in slot room 12. I knew you would want to peek into it before... It's gone.
So it's gone. Who took it?
Lady Sailor, maybe. Maybe she could not resist the curiosity of the baggage check she found in Miss Lane's letter when she opened it.
Ah, that's what was in it.
Only that. A baggage check from the plane terminal. I peeked also.
Where's Sailor? In her room?
Oh, no. On the arm of the man with the not-too-funny jokes. They went away together someplace. I know not what place.
Yeah, but I bet I do, King. Funny, funny man could kill a girl in a place like that.
Because he killed before?
Uh-huh. How'd you guess? And the girl was tall, slender, with honey-colored hair.
Sí.
She came here with a man to get some baggage just a few minutes ago.
Sí, I remember.
Sure you do. How could you forget a girl like Sailor?
Frankly, senor, the thing I remember about the girl was her baggage check. It was 5 years old. It was for a suitcase.
A suitcase? Ah, that's what Carpa meant. It's booby-trapped.
Please, senor. The name booby I do not like.
Hell, where'd they go?
Out that door there, where the taxi cabs are.
Thanks. Hey, cabbie.
Senor.
You see a tall girl and a man, both Americans, come out of here a few minutes ago. They had a suitcase.
See, they just took a cab.
Now, where'd they go?
I heard them tell Pedro the driver, senor, to take them to the beach at Punta Verde.
Now, well, take me there, cabbie, fast.
You tell me where to stop, doll.
What have I got to do with it? You've got the gun.
Pick a place that's pretty, because it's your dying place. I want to do right by you.
What's it to you if I'm dead or alive?
You've got to be dead, doll. There's maybe $50,000 in that suitcase. I'd kill Franny for it and Copper. I've got to kill you so you won't run to the police. I know a joke to fit the occasion. You want to hear it? Wait a minute. Is that... Yeah. Yeah, someone's following us. Lie down behind that dune, doll. I said lie down.
You're looking for us, Shannon?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for you.
You found us.
Slade, are you all right?
You missed, Dixon.
We'll try again.
Dixon, listen to me. That suitcase is booby-trapped. You'll get blown up.
Your boy makes funnies too, huh, Dal?
Copper booby-trapped that suitcase, he told me.
You better listen to him, Dixon.
You think so, huh, Dal?
He's not going to lie to you at a time like this.
This is just the time to lie to me. But I tell you what, we'll play it out.
Hey, Shannon.
I'm telling you it's booby-trapped, Dixon. Don't open it.
Tell you what. I'm going to slide this suitcase down the other side of this dune. You open it, Shannon. You open it or I'll kill this girl of yours here. You got it, Shannon?
I got it.
Open it.
Slate, run. Don't open it. Run.
It's open.
Strike a match so I can see it's open.
All right. Look.
Yeah.
All that money, Shannon.
$50,000. Copper told me that, too.
Say goodbye to your girl, Shannon. I'll give you that much.
Sure. I'll go tell her things I never told her before.
Don't roam away or I'll shoot you in the back. I can see that far.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you pretty money, you. You pretty's lying there so smug in this suitcase. Let me touch you. Oh, you feel nice. Let me lift you out. Let me rub you against my cheek. Let me...
Turn around, Sailor. You don't have to look. We're pretty lucky, Sailor.
What happened?
The copper rigged it good. It blew up when the money was taken out of the suitcase. Come on, Sailor, let's go home.
¶¶
down there, Slate. Doesn't the beach look lovely?
Who needs it?
I know a deserted hunk of it where there's four clumps of palm trees.
So?
So you can gather yourself a lovely bunch of coconuts. Goodbye, Slate.
Come back here.
What for?
Is that a way to treat a man who saved you from the jaws of death? The very jaws?
Then come to the beach.
For what?
So I can pin a medal on you.
Do it here.
All right. Well?
That's a medal?
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's a kiss. Maybe I'm wrong. Come here.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.
You won't regret this, Mr. Shannon. You'll see you won't.
Mr. Shannon hardly ever regrets anything, do you, Slate?
That's because I lead such a clean life.
See what a lucky man you are, Mr. Bullock. Where else could you have found a 100% fellow like Slate here to take you all the way to Key West in his own boat?
I know. Oh, how well I know. Oh, that reminds me. The passage money.
You can pay me when I land you at Key West.
When you do that, you'll get a bonus. Yes, a nice plump bonus.
Plump, huh? That'll be nice. You're a nice man, Mr. Bullock.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Here, I got the money right here. I'll peel off any part of it. Just say when.
What a big piggy bank you must have robbed, Mr. Bullock.
Huh? You made a funny.
Did you do that, sailor?
Yes, she did. I've got $50,000 right here in my hand. Oh, piggy bank. Now, just say when, Mr. Shannon.
Well, if it makes you that happy, when?
What did I tell you, Mr. Bullock? You finally found an honest man. You're wonderful, Slate.
Means a lot to you to get to Key West, doesn't it, Mr. Bullock?
Oh, it does. Yes, it does. A man like me, I'm just not cut out for this excitement in Havana. I'm strictly a homebody. Carpet slippers, a pipe, the evening paper, but all of it in English. Something a man can hold on to. Yes, how much farther to your boat, Mr. Shannon?
A couple of minutes. If you're that anxious, you could have taken a plane, one of the crack liners.
I told you, I don't like all those people around me. I paid you enough, didn't I? I'm not paying you to ask silly personal questions. You're being paid to...
Now, easy, Mr. Bullock. Slate doesn't like it when you go.
Hey, watch it, sailor. Hey, watch with you guys. You're no better than to drive in a van with your headlights off. You could have...
Keep the mouth polite, friend. All we want is to ask a friendly direction.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, look out. They're the men who... The men who...
What do you know? It can still talk. All right, move it, my chick. Johnny will be proud, won't he, my chick? Huh?
Yeah, he'll be proud.
Hey, you should have seen it, Johnny. You should
Relax.
Have seen it. But, Johnny, you think...
I said shut up. Turn off the record, Marchick.
Yeah.
A man doesn't need anything but music like that.
Sure, Johnny.
Sure, Johnny. Tell me how Bullock died.
Four slugs in the chest. Can you imagine that, Johnny? A little guy like that, and it takes him four slugs.
Who was driving?
Him. Marchick, him.
I was driving, Johnny.
I don't know about you, Marchick. I really don't. I said Dolly drives. You were going to handle the gun, remember?
Oh, what difference does it make?
Sure, Johnny, what difference? I didn't mind. They took four slugs. You should have seen him.
Marchick.
Uh-huh.
Next time you do like I say, next time you'll do it my way, won't you, Marchick?
Sure I will.
Sure you will. You understand. It's the little things that annoy me. Take Bullock. He annoyed me. A bookkeeper who walks out with $50,000 shakes my faith. The money is incidental, Marchick. It's the annoyance of it. It gives me butterflies.
That's Johnny. Johnny, when do
soon,
we...
Soon, real soon.
And when we get back to the States, it'll be like old times, won't it? Running things from Havana is okay, Johnny, but I like the States.
Like old times.
When are we getting out of here?
Sometime I'll whisper it in your ear gently, Marchick.
Sure.
There's no chance of a slip-up on Bullock, is there?
Uh-uh. We were driving without lights. Nobody followed.
Yeah, that's right. It happened too fast even for the guy and the dame to
What
have...
guy and dame?
The ones that Bullock was talking
what
to.
What guy and dame?
Bullock came out of the hotel with the guy and the dame.
What hotel?
Called Shannon's place.
Get them. Bring them here.
Sure, Johnny.
Now turn on the music, Marchick.
Uh-huh.
Inside said you were outside. Said you were on the patio.
Did he tell you to keep walking?
I said you know where Slate Shannon is.
Shannon is doing clever things to his boat. You'll find him down at the dock.
Your name's Duval, huh?
Who are you?
You got in trouble a little while ago, didn't you? You walked with a man and he dropped dead from bullets.
Look, don't make me repeat myself.
Police, that's who.
For a Cuban policeman, you've got quite an American lilt to your voice.
Yeah, I go to all the American movies. Come on, sis.
What are you talking about?
Talking about come on, with me, the police. I'm arresting you for suspicion.
Suspicion of what? Show me a badge.
Come on, sis. I get experience dragging people, too.
Take your hands off me. Why, you're the man in the car.
Yeah, you gonna stop fighting, or do I break the soft arm?
Sailor!
Slate! Slate, hurry!
You did wrong, sis! Wrong!
What's that?
Slate, he's got a gun.
Okay, drop it. Taylor, get the gun.
You're gonna be real sorry, mister!
He's getting away.
Yeah. You all right, Sailor?
He slugged you good, huh?
Are you all right?
Let's go inside. He was the man who shot Mr. Bullock.
Yeah, I noticed. Like you said, he slugged me good.
I'll get you something. Hey, wait a minute. We've got company sitting over there.
Yeah. I wonder what he wants. Good evening, Senor LaSalle.
Buenas noches, senor. Senorita, are you sad also like me?
Sad?
See, this evening you were seen with a man who is lately murdered. That's why I am sad. You are under arrest, both of you. Make yourselves comfortable, señorita, señor. We have a saying in Havana, my jail is your jail.
Hasn't changed a bit, has it, Slate? Still cozy.
Yeah, our home away from home.
Same leg broken on same chair. Same cigar burns on same desk. Same picture of LaSalle Jr. No, it's not the same. Junior's a big boy now. How Junior has shot up.
Thank you.
Don't mention it. How is Junior?
Remarkable. He is now in attendance at Yale.
Bula bula for him.
Oh, you are too kind.
Well, how long do we crook our pinkies at each other, LaSalle? I gave you the hoodlum's gun. All you have to do is trace it. That gets you Bullock's murderer. That gets us out of this coffee clutch. You and us.
This we shall do, senor, the tracing of the gun. However, there's also a matter of questions.
I've already chosen my category. How about you, Slate?
What's the question? We told you he shot Bullock down in cold blood. We were taking a walk. Bullock didn't get to finish it, that's all.
This murderer of which you speak, you know him? You can describe him?
He was American. He carried an American gun. He's got a cold right cross. What else is there to know about a man in the dark?
I could think of something.
The license number of the car. You jotted it down?
I knew we forgot something, sailor.
Next time I'll bring my ballpoint.
Yeah, do that.
Which brings us to the 64 peso question. Junior has written me of such. What business had Senor Bullock with you?
He hired me. He hired my boat. Take him to Key West.
He was a simple little man. Still, he had almost $50,000 on him. Perhaps you will tell me why.
Sure. Simple little men put their pennies in Christmas savings. You'd be surprised how it adds up.
It could have been a good fee to take him to Key West. $50,000. Perhaps this hoodlum you speak of, perhaps he had fear you would not share with him, eh?
Hey, look, I told you what happened.
Buenas noches, Senor LaSalle. Everybody. Well, will you be glad I'm here, Shannon? You and the lady. Will you be glad?
What is it you want, Senor Armand?
A favor, Senor. Just release Shannon and Duval. Because I ask you. Because I've got a writ that says you have to.
Give it to me. It is in order. You are released. But walk careful in Havana, eh, Senor? Senorita?
Just like you say. Give my regards to Junior, huh?
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I told you. The chief and me, we're just like that. I do favors for him, him for me.
And you for who else?
Your benefactor. Lovely man. He arranged it all. He's dying to meet you two. Let's not keep him waiting, huh?
He sounds like a doll. Shall we go, Slate?
Not you, just me and Buster here.
Now, look.
I said go home, sailor. You'll take me to my benefactor, huh, Buster? I don't want to share him with anybody.
Yeah?
I brought Shannon.
Oh, you're the lawyer. Hey, Johnny.
Yes, who is it?
The lawyer with the guy.
Tell the lawyer to go home.
You heard him. Come on in, Shannon. Right in here. Here he is, Johnny.
Hello, Shannon. Are you staring at me because you recognize me?
Hey, I've seen you. Your pictures. You're Johnny Rice.
That's right.
How many states are you wanted in, Johnny?
The original 13, and 7 more besides. You like music, Shannon?
Sometimes.
Try now. Listen. Pretty? Sure, it's pretty. You're going out to it, Shannon. Only because you know I'm in Havana.
Whoever told you I knew that?
Marchik.
Uh-huh.
Kill him.
Johnny, I
said...
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Now throw him away, Marchik.
Now, back to Bold Venture, our stars Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, and the second act of our story.
Mm-hmm.
man, he come to Shannon's place, have plenty of money and anonymous face. This man so rich want to live in states, but die in gutter, decree his face. The police, they come and arrest Mr. Slate, also Lady Sailor, his fair lady of late. Then lawyer, he come with writ reaches, Lady Sailor come home, but Mr. Slate disappears. Now Lady Sailor, she bit her lip, her eyes are sad.
Does it show that much, King Moses?
Maybe not to somebody else, but to King Moses, it shows like it was in neon lights.
Funny. Slate never sees it.
Mr. Slate sees, but he does not believe. You are someone he has not known the like of ever before. He do not think himself worthy of you.
That'll be the day he underrates himself.
I know him longer than you, Lady Sailor.
Well, then maybe you can tell me where he's been all night, because you know him so well.
I cannot. In Havana, there are many places. One goes because one has a desire in his heart, or
what, King?
Or there is a desire in someone else's heart to please or to do harm.
Slate can take care of himself.
Yes, but sometimes a man gets hurt taking care of himself. Sometimes...
How could he have got hurt? We were in the police station. A lawyer named Harmon came in with a writ. Slate went. Get me my coat, King.
You go someplace, Lady Sailor?
Yeah, to see our lawyer. We got him for free yesterday. Maybe he'll tell me where he took Slate for free.
Ah, you understand, Miss Duval, it's been so long since a person as lovely as you walked in here. Mostly until you, dregs, unfortunate people with burdens.
Mr. Harmon, where did you take Slate Shannon?
Really, now?
Look, Mr. Harmon, I could go away and come back. Only then this office would be cluttered with half the police in Havana.
Let me explain something to you, Miss Duval. I am a lawyer. I was hired to get you and Mr. Shannon out of jail. I succeeded quite well, don't you think?
Where did you take Slate?
Here I was only half successful. I was supposed to deliver both of you.
Where?
You must realize I'm not going to say where or to whom or why. And may I make a suggestion?
What?
Should you bring the police here, I would lie. I would lie and say I dropped Slate Shannon in the middle of downtown Havana. In the street. I would lie and you would become a fool. Beautiful, but nonetheless a fool. Goodbye, Miss Duval.
Come on, wake up. Come on, wake up, Shannon. You're over being hurt. Wake up.
Hey, I know you. The man told you to kill me.
I'm sorry. I had to make it look good. How's your shoulder?
You had to do that, huh? Yeah, you're wrong, Marchek. I'm not over being hurt.
There was a doctor here. He took the bullet out. Fixed you up. That sling. Here's some pills. He said you'll live.
Did he check with Johnny Rice? Is it okay with Johnny Rice if I live?
Johnny thinks you're dead. He wouldn't have it any other way.
Oh, then you double-crossed Johnny.
Uh-huh.
That makes me owe you something. Like my life, minus a pound of shoulder.
You don't owe me a thing.
Don't kid me, Marchek. You don't do things like that to Johnny Rice. Not for nothing. You don't cross him, bring me here and to this hole, get me a doctor, not for nothing. What's your fee?
It'll surprise you.
You want to bet? Tell me your fee, then I'll go home, because I've got a home.
I work for the Treasury.
I get it. You don't like to kill with guns. You're going to kill me with jokes.
See? My credentials. Look at them. Go on. Look at them.
You win. Surprises me.
It always does. Every time.
Yeah, I know. I saw the movie.
We've wanted Johnny Rice a long time. We don't want to lose him in red tape. You're going to help us get him.
Am I?
He's going to make a run for the States tonight. We'll arrest him there. I'll recommend your book.
Thanks.
You're Miss Duval. Can she handle a bold venture?
Leave her out of it or I don't play.
All right. I'll go find somebody else.
Hey, come back, Jack Armstrong. Sailor can handle a boat.
Tell her to get it ready.
Tell her to be on board about 6 o'clock. Sometime after dark, 3 men will meet her. Me, Dolly, and Johnny Rice. She'll take us to Key West.
And you'll take Dolly and Rice all by yourself? You're a bigger hero than appears on the surface, Marchak.
Don't pout, Shannon. You're going too. You'll hide below deck with a gun. I'll call out when I need you. Because I need you.
See you later, Marchak.
Yeah.
Mr. Slade. Mr. Slade.
Hey, where's Sailor King?
What happened to you, Mr. Slade?
I'll tell you later. Where is she?
In her room. Melting away for you, Mr. Slade.
Sailor.
Slade, Slade. Where have you been? Why didn't you...
Now, watch it. Your tears are getting my bandage wet. Hey, what's the matter with you, Sailor?
Your arm.
Ah, it's my shoulder. Used to have a bullet in it.
Slate.
Cut it out, will you? Man spends a hard night getting shot. He likes to come home and see a girl with her hair combed and lipstick on, looking nice. Look in the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Forget it. We're going to Key West.
What are you talking about? You're hurt.
We're going to Key West as soon as it gets dark. You'll be on the Bold Venture. 3 men will meet you there. One named Johnny Rice and Marchak and Dolly. I'll be below deck. I'll have a gun.
Ahoy! Bold Venture!
Ahoy! Come aboard.
Well, good evening. I'm Johnny Rice. And you're Sailor Duval.
You sit over there.
No. You're at the wheel of this tub. I'm your right-hand man, right beside you. Let's get moving.
We wait for 2 more men.
Marchak and Dolly?
That's right. When Marchak paid me for this trip, he said you, him, and something named Dolly.
How much did Marchak pay you for this trip?
$300.
He did well by it.
I'll thank him again when he comes aboard.
I'm afraid not. He's dead, like your friend Slate.
Dead?
That's right. I caught Marchak placing a phone call, transatlantic, to the Treasury boys. Can you imagine Marchak doing that? That's why he's dead.
What about Dolly?
He's packing Marchak to bury him wherever he wants to bury him. I'll meet Dolly in the States.
Then there's going to be only you.
And you. Let's go to Key West, Mr. Val. Ah, beautiful night, isn't it?
I haven't looked. Do you mind if I get some coffee?
Where do you get your coffee?
Below, in the galley.
And who runs the boat while you're doing that?
You. Just hold the wheel. Steady as she goes.
All right. I've never run a boat before, but go ahead. And bring me some, too. Hurry back. I'm beginning to miss you already.
Slate.
What are you doing here? Where's Marchak?
He's dead. They found out who he is and they killed him.
You mean you've been up there all alone with Rice and Dolly?
No, only Johnny Rice came aboard. He's waiting for some coffee.
I'll carry it to him on this gun.
Be careful, Slate. Your arm.
I don't worry about it.
Yeah, you were quick with the coffee, Mr. Val.
No coffee, Johnny. We're all out.
Huh? Well, what do you know? Marchak didn't kill you. I should have figured that.
You enjoy handling a boat, Johnny?
Yeah. I'm happy like this. Your shoulder's bleeding, huh? Drop the gun. Drop it. Thanks, Shannon. Now I'm going to have to spend the voyage with a gun in my hand, huh, Shannon? Did you hear what I told your boyfriend, Miss Duval?
Slate. Slate, you're hurt.
I'll take the hurt away from him in a little while. Get on this wheel.
I'm sorry, Sailor. I lost it.
Come on, get on the wheel.
You know something? I forgot how to run a boat. If I took the wheel, this boat would go around in circles till we ran out of gas.
I can blink an eyelash, Mr. Val, then shoot you dead. Slate can run the boat.
It's a big coincidence. I forgot, too.
What's on your mind, Slate?
Throw my gun overboard and I'll see you get ashore.
Where I want to go?
Key West. You got my word for it.
All right.
That was my gun, Johnny. Now yours. Now I'll take the wheel. How much water, sailor?
About 7 feet.
Well, it won't be long now. I can see the lights from the coast.
Take another sounding, sailor.
All right. 4. Better cut the motors. Now 2.
All right, Johnny, jump.
Jump?
That's right. I can't take the boat on the beach. You'll have to walk from here. Go ahead, jump.
All right.
So long, Johnny.
I'll find you, Slate. I'll find you now. Hey.
What's the matter, Johnny?
This beach. This water on the other side of it. Where am I?
So long, Johnny. How did I do, sailor?
I don't know what you did.
I told him I'd put him ashore. My part of the bargain. That sandbar is a mile from Key West, but it's part of Key West.
The tide will be in a half hour. He'll drown.
Get on the ship to shore phone, sailor. Get the Coast Guard. Give them Johnny's position. If they hurry, they'll get him alive. Nurse, where am I? Nurse.
Take it easy, Slate. I'm not a nurse. This is a sailor.
Water. Water.
So help me, Slate. If I thought you had a fever...
Yeah, the room is spinning. Everything's going black. I've got no pulse.
I'll go get you one.
Oh, thanks, nurse.
I'll be right back, baby. It's time for your 10 o'clock feeding.
Why, you nurses always talking shop. Come here.
Let go of me.
Oh, come here.
Boy, you really have got a fever.
And so our two stars, Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, have brought to a close our latest Bold Venture story. Special music was composed and conducted by David Rose. May we invite you to listen again next week at this time for another exciting adventure starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall together in Bold Venture. Bold Venture. Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance, starring Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall. Together in the sultry setting of tropical Havana and the mysterious islands of the Caribbean, Bold Venture. Once again, the magic names of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall bring you Bold Venture and a tale of mystery and intrigue.